USA Radio News.
President Trump's legal team sent a letter to Special Counsel Robert Mueller in January outlining many reasons why the president should not sit down for an interview. The letter does offer a detailed look into what the president's legal team is thinking and does also say that Mueller does face a high bar proving that he needs the in-person interview from the president. We've been hearing a lot as of late regarding a new Trump administration policy that separates immigrant families that cross the border illegally. Texas Lieutenant Governor Dan Patrick downplayed the criticism.
We want to keep families together, but that cannot be an excuse to break our laws. And in terms of family issues, we do that with child protective services and social services in our country where we find a child in a dangerous situation.
That audio courtesy of Fox News, and we all remember back in April when Attorney General Sessions said, if you're smuggling a child, we will prosecute you, and that child will be separated from you as required by law. This is USA Radio News.
Wayne Allyn Root for Bullet Blocker. I love these guys. Sometimes you find a product and you go, wow, why didn't I think of that? Trained as an Army Ranger and former Deputy Sheriff, Joe Curran invented the world's first bulletproof backpack. Now Joe has built a successful made-in-the-USA company that offers bullet-resistant products for your most precious asset, your children. Backpacks, bulletproof clothing, vests, briefcase, and more. Bullet Blocker gives your kids the gift of life. Stylish clothing that protects like police body armor. Go to bulletblocker.com and enter code WAR to save 10%. That's bulletblocker.com, bulletblocker.com.
I used to wonder why people took their own pillows into the hotels with them till I got a MyPillow, and I go everywhere with mine. Stays cool all night, keeps its shape, 60-day money-back guarantee, and a 10-year warranty made in the USA. Go to MyPillow.com. Click on the 4-pack special, enter promo code USA. You get 2 MyPillow premium pillows, 2 go-anywhere pillows for half off. Go to MyPillow.com or call 1-800-951-8175. Use promo code USA.
An out-of-control fire in New Mexico is threatening hundreds of homes. USA Radio Network's Wendy King has the story.
Residents in Cimarron, New Mexico, were ordered to evacuate due to a wildfire.
You have to evacuate. You have to figure out what is most important.
Some neighbors say they will stick it out till the last minute.
As long as it's just smoke, I'm not worried about it. But when you get to where you see fire, then it's time to do something.
Air tankers, helicopters, and ground crews are working around the clock to put out the blaze. Officials say 12 buildings at a Boy Scout ranch have been destroyed and more than 290 could be threatened. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.
The Western Conservative Summit has denied press credentials for the TBS show Full Frontal with Samantha Bee. Organizers cited remarks made by Bee against Ivanka Trump earlier this week and the fact that in 2016, the show did not provide fair coverage of the summit. So far, no word from Bee or anyone with so far TBS or no one from the show has commented. This is USA Radio News.
The following update is for drivers who pay too much for car insurance due to DUIs, DWIs, tickets, or anything else. Our company specializes in low-cost SR22 auto insurance. We know that mistakes happen and offer free quotes for very affordable auto insurance meant specifically for you, the overpaying high-risk driver. The quote is free and we'll handle the filing so you can start saving money. Call 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725.
One of President Trump's campaign promises was to balance out our trade with other countries. Yesterday, outside the White House, the president addressed NAFTA.
We're negotiating numerous deals. We're talking about NAFTA. To be honest with you, I wouldn't see NAFTA. I wouldn't mind seeing NAFTA, where you'd go by a different name, where you make a separate deal with Canada and a separate deal with Mexico, because you're talking about a very different two countries. But I wouldn't mind seeing a separate deal with Canada, where you have one type of product, so to speak, and a separate deal with Mexico. These are two very different countries. It's been a lousy deal for the United States from day one. We lose a lot of money with Canada, and we lose a fortune with Mexico. And it's not going to happen like that anymore. I mean, Mexico has taken our car companies, a big percentage of them, and we can't do that. And look, the American worker agrees with me. Obviously, the stock market agrees, because when you look at what's going on with the stocks, you're starting to see them right. But if you take the European Union and you see the kind of tariff they charge and then we don't, that's called not fair trade. I want fair trade. I like free trade, but I want fair trade. At a minimum, I want fair trade. And we're going to have it for our workers and for our company. The other side understands it. To be honest with you, they cannot believe that they've gotten away with this for so many decades.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.